Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Josh Klingler, Chief Sideline Reporter for the Chiefs Radio Network, getting a noon kickoff coming up on Sunday. Chiefs Chargers, he'll be on the sideline. And Kling, we were saying, much like Patrick Mahomes saying this is kind of unprecedented territory, for you being on the sidelines, this is not the normal vibe the final four games or so of the year.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of, as you can imagine, a lot of demand around the country to talk about what's going on with the Chiefs. And I guess my standard line is they're living the other half, right? This is how most NFL teams are every season. We're just not used to doing that, where it's, you know, playing down the stretch and maybe having to do some things to get yourself in the playoffs versus a Chiefs team, obviously, that's been prepared to figure out a way to get the number one seed and not be, you know, fretting whether or not they're going to be in the postseason. So the weirdness continues. I heard you guys talking baseball today. I'm not ready for that. So that hit me a little bit hard today, as I know the baseball talk has started to pick up and you guys were promoting Vern coming on, and I'm like, no, slow down. We have football to go yet. But yeah, it's kind of strange.
What about the feeling on the sideline? Kling, we were both in the locker room after the game, and I know you've been in losing locker rooms, whether it was Chiefs or whether it was KU basketball back in the day after a Final Four loss or Elite Eight loss. And so you've been in some, you know, down and, you know, depressing locker rooms, if you will. What was the mood on the sideline, though? Because that's where nobody else but you were really there.
You know, I think it, you know, they, because that game was close, right? I think it was when it made a 2-score game, right? And then I think everybody went, oh, crap, you know? But the missed opportunities in the third quarter, I didn't see, you know, a lot of panic necessarily, but you just thought, okay, they're going to get that punch, go-ahead drive. You know, it was obviously the sideline was pretty hyped for the most part because the defense was just killing it, right? So the energy was great because, you know, Chris Jones was a beast in the second half of that game. And so, you know, the energy was great, I think, right up until it became kind of a 2-score game without not enough time. And then you kind of saw it. And then obviously that filtered over the locker room where, Alex, you know, there was like everybody's like really reflective. The ones that didn't just pack up and get out were sitting there kind of sitting around in kind of stunned disbelief. So they're still playing as if they have a shot. They do have a shot technically. So, you know, I think, you know, we'll see. I know Dane and Hughes had talked about this even before this past game that, you know, he wanted to see, you know, these are testing moments for people. Do you want to fight? Do you want to show your coaches you're in it? And you definitely don't want to show on video that you're not in it. So, I'm expecting they're going to go bust it this week and, you know, see if they can get lucky. It certainly has to start with a win against the Chargers, and Chargers are about the only team you can catch, right? It seems right now, based on all the math. So you got to go and beat the Chargers. So at least for one more week, they're in it.
When you look at like where I, you know, and I'm not there yet, so, but fan sentiment always goes this way and it goes south in a hurry. Do you feel like Andy's lost his touch? Like a lot of this is just like, it turns into ageist stuff, right? Like, hey, he's slipping. He's 67 years old. He doesn't have the thought process. I think he's always operated this way on fourth down and I hate it. I want him to have a plan and not just go with his gut in those moments specifically, Kling. What have you made of the season from Andy Reid? He's obviously struggled in areas where others have too.
Well, I mean, I think you could call Philadelphia and say, we didn't tell you they don't run the ball. Like, I mean, you know, if that's been a theme for years and years and years, the feeling of not running the football enough, certainly. But yeah, that's been maybe the strangest part of this season, right? That everybody has had a part in it. I think there are times where you can go, well, the players are just screwing up, right?
Yeah.
You could point and say they're well coached. They're just screwing up. Well, this year it looks like not everybody's kind of been on their game. Certainly special teams have taken a step back. The offense has taken a step back. You know, offensively, they've had, you know, really, really good moments, and then third downs continue to be kind of baffling. So I think everybody's really had a hand in it. I thought the game the other day looked exactly how I feel this season has gone.
Yes.
Doinked field goal. Ball bouncing off a hand and landing in somebody's lap. Perplexing calls on a fourth down, or even going on a fourth down when your percentages weren't great. Kind of like everybody had a hand in it to a certain extent in that loss, or you could say had a hand in not helping the team win. And that's really been kind of the synopsis of 2025, right? That it's been the ball hasn't bounced their way. They haven't produced their own breaks. Executed up to snuff, and it's all led to being where they are right now.
We're talking to Josh Klingler here on 96.5 The Fan. You know, I thought it was interesting that a national conversation a little bit in the last couple of days, I saw multiple people mentioning that, you know, the offensive line is something, you know, they got to make some changes there. They're hurt. They got multiple injuries. I actually feel really good about the O-line long-term suddenly. They're in their best spot O-line-wise heading into an offseason than they've been in years.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, well, I mean, we don't know the extent of Josh Simmons, but,
true.
You know, I'm believing he'll probably be ready for training camp, right? Pole was a guy that's very interesting because he was kind of a guy like whispered about at training camp. I'm sure you guys probably heard too. They're like, watch this young guy here. And then I was really surprised when they didn't protect him. But when the season started, I'm like, wow, that was kind of a guy they kind of penciled in as kind of a project tackle. And I thought, well, you're going to have one of those guys in the near future, depending on what you did with Juwan Taylor. And that was maybe a little bit before we knew exactly what Simmons was. But, you know, they might have found a little diamond in the rough in Pole. So luckily they were able to kind of get him back. So that leaves you, you know, options. You still have Juwan Taylor. You still have pretty much everybody if you want, or you have some decisions probably to get younger and cheaper because you've had a couple of young guys step up and play pretty well. Again, Pole is just one game of work, but that's a pretty good test to get thrown in that kind of fire and be able to pass that thing. He's got to be a guy that you think has some upside for you going forward. So no, I mean, yeah, the other day I was asked a question on a national show last night, and it was about, man, what'd you think of that Houston defense? I mean, they were absolutely wrecking up front. And I'm like, they're good, but there were three backup offensive linemen for the Chiefs. Like, I put my number ones in, and I take my chances that they're going to be able to hold off the pass rush. So, you know, that was, you know, an unknown portion going into that game, right? Could that offensive line hold up? I thought they did a decent enough job to be able to get the job done. And no, I feel good about the line moving forward because you have options, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So, and you have probably some cost saving options too, which is going to be great, I think, for the Chiefs in the offseason.
Where are you on the state of the future of the wide receivers and where they are right now? It appears Xavier Worthy's taken a step back yards per game wise. Rashee Rice is still on pace to be a 1,200 yard wide receiver, but we were asking about offseason extensions that would, you know, normally come in this offseason, year three going into year four with no fifth year option because he's a second round pick. How do you feel about the wide receivers, I guess, specifically Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice?
Yeah, and then maybe even throw in Hollywood Brown, right? Like, I thought there would be more of an identity for what that group is and what that group can do. Danan, obviously play the position in the NFL, and he's talked a lot about the kind of the discipline of running routes and obviously catching footballs and those types of things. And I feel like that spot has been lacking, that there's not enough consistency necessarily at all times in that wide receiver group. And then figuring out exactly what your offensive identity is and who's going to get the ball. I mean, everybody got to eat lasted like a week and a half.
Ooh, yeah, that died in a hurry.
Right, that died almost as quickly as the Reaper thing, right?
Grim Reaper,
the Reaper of the playoffs, which should have had a longer life, but everybody's got to eat, should have too. And so, no, I think that there needs to be, a better, attention to detail, I think, from that group. And then, really hone in on working what your abilities are and how you fit in the offense. Yeah, Worthy's been a little bit perplexing because he was a guy that was on a steady climb last year, and then by the end of the year, you're like, holy crap, they're going to open up the playbook and be able to give him a whole bunch of stuff. And obviously injuries set him back for a portion of the season. Rice's recent drops are concerning. I know that the coaching staff's kind of poo-pooed that, right? But, I mean, he's had some key drops the last couple of weeks, and those are just attention drops, right? Like the fourth down play the other day, I mean, that just catch the ball. It's a first down. You don't have to be looking for extra yards and taking your eye off the ball and missing passes like that are pretty inexcusable out of, what's supposed to be a number one guy. So I think they're going to have to get better as a group. I don't know what the room's going to look like next year either.
There's a lot of guys not under contract. It's really just
right. Yeah.
I think they may be
revamping, other than obviously Rice and Worthy, you may be revamping, a good portion of that group, and probably Tyquan Thornton, probably part of it too. But can you bring back Juju for one more year? I don't know. Hollywood Brown probably hasn't shown you anything other than you could get him cheap again if you wanted to. But I think they need to find another tall type of target. I know we've been pining for those for years, but I see these teams come out against the Chiefs and have, three guys that are, 6'3", 6'4", and I'm like, all right, I'd like to have a guy or two of that build.
Kling, I can ask you more about the Chiefs in just a minute, but can we briefly discuss the idea that a 44-year-old, 5 years removed from the NFL, that you covered quite a bit in your time here in Kansas City, Philip Rivers returned to the NFL, who might very well start this Sunday for the Colts? How's this going to go? This is not meant to be like, I get it, man. We all eat too much during the holidays or whatever. He's not looking quite as felt as his playing days either.
Well, nor should he. I mean, it wasn't like he was like working out to be ready to go at a moment's notice. So, he probably was like, hey, give me a little heads up on this thing. But I find it interesting, and I love it too, because like if a team's willing to do it, go do it, right? Otherwise, he's never going to know if he's ever had doubts, like, man, did I stop too early or can I still do it? A team's willing to give you the opportunity to prove it. I love it. So go out there and do it. I don't want him to win, obviously. I want the Colts to finish off their what appears to be, I think they're looking at a fold, right, at this stage of things. So get them out of the way. But I'm intrigued to see if he still can zing it a little bit and do a little bit offensively. I mean, what a quarterback mess they've suddenly got themselves into, though, in Indianapolis. I mean, that turn from what they thought was the story of a season kind of thing to an absolute mess in a heartbeat, because if that's your option, things were pretty dire. I was trying to figure out a way they could get Joe Flacco.
Just kind of have to release him.
That would have made more sense that Flacco plays for like 8 teams this season before the year's out.
The problem is you need like someone like Flacco or Russell Wilson to like badmouth someone, like to like try to sleep with someone's wife or something. You got to go like way out of line to get yourself cut in those teams.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know if even bad-mouthing an organization or demanding a trade would work, but you'd have to, you have to do something to maybe question the number one guy. And I don't know, something to stop yourself. You're saying
start talking to the press
out of a contract. Yeah.
You got to go almost too far, Kling, that's for sure. No, I just think, like, look, I'm curious for the normal reason someone's curious. A 44-year-old's going to take 5 years off of football, last play during COVID, is going to try to play against some of the top 5 defenses in the league. Yeah, I'm interested.
Yeah, I think he's going to notice right away. Man, they're moving faster than I remember. So we'll see if he can get out of harm's way. I'm sure he can still kind of throw it, but can he get out of trouble? That'll be the question.
We're talking to Josh Klingler here. What about the AFC outside of just the Colts, Kling? I mean, you got the Broncos and Patriots atop the conference. two quarterbacks that one has played in the postseason, the other hasn't played in the postseason, but it's still very little experience. Do you buy into what the Broncos are capable of doing come January, or the Patriots more?
I do like the Broncos defense. I liked Bo Nix last year more than this year, but
yeah,
you know, I saw some things last year that go, that makes some sense. Kid can sling it down the field. Kid can use his legs to get out of trouble. Those types of things. He hasn't been quite as sharp in that regard this year. So probably if you're asking me to pick one or the other, I'd probably lean towards the Broncos defense, because I think that defense is really, really good. That's a championship level of defense. I guess looking around the rest of the AFC, the problem I have, guys, you probably have this too, like, if the Chiefs play their game, they can beat any one of these teams.
They've been in every game this year except for the Chargers game, the very first game of the year.
The problem is they haven't beaten any of these teams. But I look at that's what's so sickening when you look at the standings and you realize, okay, they're in 10th. They're on you got to squint to see a possibility for them to get in. But it's like nobody in the AFC brings a ton of fright to me. I still think the Bills are probably the one team, even though they're behind the Patriots. It's like they've at least been to a little bit of this and done that. And I think Josh Allen can be scary in the postseason. So I still think if it were to start today, I'd probably like the Bills to come out of the AFC. But again, I look around the whole thing and go, Chiefs, come on, man. You can literally beat all of these teams if you're playing your best and not playing clean football, playing smart football. Yeah. They just haven't done it. So that's the troubling part. It's going to look like a big missed opportunity. I mean, it is anyway, right? When you have Patrick Mahomes healthy for an entire season, if you are to miss the playoffs, that's a huge miss. But I'm also thinking, like, this isn't a couple years ago Buffalo or a couple years ago Baltimore. This is a weaker overall AFC, I think. And so you're going to have a missed opportunity. If you don't make the playoffs, having to look at this AFC, that would give you some upset stomachs.
I do it's so weird about it is that if all the miracles happen, and by the way, I think the least believable thing of all the things they need to happen is the Chiefs winning four games in a row, not all the losses they need. Based on the schedule, those things are actually somewhat plausible. But if it happened, Kling, I know I'd talk myself into it. If they were the seventh seed and they were in the playoffs, I'd be like, I trust any of these quarterbacks. Bo Nix, Drake May, guys going to stand in their way? Like, I don't think so.
Yeah, you win four in a row and you're into the playoffs. We're all going to be saying no one's going to want to see the Chiefs, and I think they're probably going to be right.
Yeah.
If they reel off four in a row, I'll take them anywhere. You can go to Foxborough, you can go back to Denver, all those things. You'd be talking yourself into it for sure. But can they win four in a row? This team doesn't look like they haven't had the capability to go on a long win streak. So. I'd love for it to start now, but you haven't seen enough signs that could be the case.
Kling, appreciate it, man. Enjoy the rest of the week.
Yeah, I got four games no matter what, so I'm still living game by game. So I don't want to be free in January.
Yeah, I mean, you have one away game left, and in Nashville, it could be a little cold there, but nothing too crazy, right?
Vegas
is warm weather, yeah. I guess it's a dome.
Yeah, and two really bad teams away from home, so it's like, okay. Get this one against the Chargers,
let yourself believe,
I know. I'm doing that. Okay. Beat the Chargers. Titans are garbage. Denver might not have enough to play for, and then leave yourself something. Figure out a way to be still in it on the last day of the season.
Please.
That'd be great.
Please.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.